It's that time again where we talk about theater on the radio. Radio theater this morning on Northland Morning, Mary Wren Vaughn, the director of the theater program at the College of St. Scholastica, is our guest. Hey, Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So I got to wondering a little bit about theater classes. And I got to thinking, you know, we haven't talked about that on radio theater much, the different curriculums that are being offered at the different colleges that are our guests on the show. What have you got your theater kids working on? What are their options this semester?
Well, we offer a minor, and so we have a little less in the breadth that, say, UWS or UMD have to offer. But we also have enough choices for our students that they can make a self-designed theater major, so that's kind of fun. This semester, we have Introduction to Theater. We have the theater practicum classes where students come in and work in the theater for credit, so they learn how to make costumes and how to build sets or how to do lights or run the box office.
All right, I've got a little tip for those practicum kids, okay?
Okay.
When the upperclassmen send you to get a board straightener,
you did not fall for that, Lisa.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, you wouldn't believe the stuff that I was sent to find. That as the good guppy that I am, I did indeed go in search of. There's no such thing as a board straightener yet.
No, there's not. No.
All right, just a little heads up there. And, yeah, if an upperclassman asks you anything, take it with a grain of salt. I'm just saying.
That's very, very good advice. Those kind of hijinks still go on in the theater.
No.
we also offer theater history courses. There's two of them. They break at about the Elizabethan era, and we teach those in conjunction with our English department. So that's really kind of fun because students get a great crossover between what is theater and what is drama. Which is really a nice kind of wake-up call for them when dealing with people in the real world who don't always understand exactly what theater is.
Okay, whoa, you got me.
No, I'm not trying to make it sound bad.
No, I'm just curious. I mean, obviously there is drama as opposed to comedy, but theater and drama are not the same?
Well, I'm talking big drama, big D drama, overarching, as in the study of dramatic literature. And so when you look at dramatic literature, when you're studying it from the written perspective, as opposed to when you're studying it from a theatrical performance perspective.
Ooh, ah. So this is good curriculum. We've all learned something just now.
Yay! That's one of the great conversations that I have often with English professors because an English professor comes at it from the word, and I always look at it from, well, what is it going to be like on stage? How is that going to present itself? Where something might read beautifully on the page, it doesn't necessarily transfer to being acted out in an also beautiful way.
Interesting.
So that's just sort of a balance to look at.
So this is actually what this conflict is the origins of the undying question, was the book better than the movie?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so now we know where those roots come from. Wow, have we learned a lot so far. I'm impressed.
Well, hey, anything I can do to help, Lisa.
I am indeed impressed.
we have a lot of hands-on learning stuff for our students to do and leadership roles, and we have acting classes, of course, and so pretty much, if you want to do it in theater, we can make it happen somehow, which is great. I do a lot of independent studies and internships. I send students down to the Playhouse.
What do your students, is there a general kind of student that is looking for that individualized major? Do they want to run off and become actors or work in the theater? Or maybe do they want to take their theatrical training and employ it in a different way?
Yes, all of those. Right now I have a senior graduating with a theater major, double major actually. He's a communication major as well. And he wants to be a game show host.
That's his goal in life.
Yes. And he's going to be fantastic at it if he gets the right break. And so we've made a lot of opportunities available for him through his theater major. For example, this year on campus, last semester he created a whole Big Brother on campus type game based on the Big Brother show. And then now this whole semester he'll be releasing episodes every week or so, so that the whole campus then can watch the whole drama of Big Brother unfold on campus.
Well, I was thinking that, you know, with the rise of the internet and the technology that we all have at our fingertips, that he's maybe got more options than he might have had 20, 30 years ago, saying, I want to be a game show. I mean, he would have had to go and audition, and now the sky's the limit for this guy.
Yep, and he has been auditioning to be on Survivor, and he runs a Survivor in his hometown and in his backyard. He has for, I think, 9 years now. So this is something he's wanted to do a very long time. And so we found a lot of ways through our curriculum to be able to help him hone skills that he'll need in that job.
Wow. Mary, it's fascinating. We got to talk curriculum more often, because look at all of the things that we learned and we didn't even have to pay for a credit.
Exactly.
Oh, geez, let's hope that the Scholastica's administration doesn't get wind of this, because this is definitely worth a buck or two this morning. Mary, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, Lisa.
Mary Ren Vaughn is the director of the theater program at the College of St. Scholastica, and she joined us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater Fridays at 8 o'clock on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Heritage Fund.